Hi, this is Sonia Kirshner from APAR Free Coaching Training and Mind Freedom. Welcome to this gratitude meditation. The simple goal of this meditation is to change your emotional state by filling you with a sense of gratitude and to use that emotion to solve whatever challenge has been causing you to suffer. Why gratitude? Because you can't be grateful and angry at the same time. You can't be grateful and fearful at the same time. If you want a miserable life, there's no better way to achieve it than to focus your mind on anger and fear. But if you want a happy life, if you want to live in a beautiful state, nothing works better than to focus on gratitude. So let's dive right in. First, I want you to pick an aspect of your life where you have some unfinished business. Something you need to change or resolve in your professional or personal life. An issue you have been putting off because dealing with it would be upsetting, frustrating, or stressful. Maybe it's a problem at work or a conflict or difficulty with a family member. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the most upsetting, where would you rank it? Ideally, pick an issue that ranks at least 6 or 7 so that you can feel the true impact of this simple technique. Now, set aside that situation for a moment and place both of your hands on your heart. Feel it beating. I want you to close your eyes and breathe deeply into your heart. As you breathe, feel the blood and the oxygen flowing into your heart. Feel the power of your heart. Find the strength of your heart. What are you grateful for that your heart has guided you to do? Enjoy and appreciate or give. As you breathe deeply, feel grateful for your heart. Feel what a gift your heart is. Every day it beats 100,000 times and pumps blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels. You don't even have to think about your heart, and yet it's always there for you, even while you sleep. It's the ultimate gift, and yet you didn't have to earn it. It was given to you. Something loved you so much that it gave you this heart. And as long as it beats in your chest, you live. What a gift. Feel the power of that gift now. As you breathe into your heart, feeling deep gratitude for your heart, I want you to physically feel your heartbeat. And as you're doing this, I want you to think of three experiences in your life for which you feel incredibly grateful. And you are going to step into those three experiences one at a time. They could be big or small, they could date back to your childhood, or they could be from this week or even today. I want you to think of the first experience and step into it right now as if you were there, inside that memory, reliving it. See what you saw in that moment of pure gratitude. Feel it, breathe it, own it, and feel so grateful for that moment. Fill yourself up with this gratitude, because when you are grateful, there is no sadness, there is no hurt, there is no anger. You can't be grateful and angry simultaneously. You can't be grateful and worried simultaneously. If we cultivate gratitude, we have a different life. Now think of a second experience, another moment for which you can feel so grateful. Something that felt like a pure gift in your life, a miracle, an act of grace, of love. And fill yourself up with the beauty of the joy of that experience. Fill yourself up with the deep gratitude for that moment, taking time to feel it and appreciate it fully for at least 30 seconds. Next, I want you to think of a third moment for which you could be so grateful. But don't just think about it, step into that experience, step into that environment and feel what you felt in that moment. Savor it, fill yourself up with the joy, the miracle, the gift of that experience. That's it, you are doing really well. Fill yourself up. And now I want you to think of one more experience, but this time I want it to be an experience that was a coincidence. It wasn't something you had planned for and yet it brought you so much joy in your life. Maybe the chance experience led you to meeting a person you love or who changed your life or who enriched your life. Or maybe it led to a new career choice or brought you new opportunities for growth or happiness. This coincidence happened just for you. Was it a coincidence or were you guided? You see, I have a core belief that often pulled me out of pain into meaning. In my soul, I believe that life is always happening for us, not to us. Even though most painful situations cause us to grow, to expand, to deepen, or to care more, I'm sure there have been events in your life that you'd never want to go back to again. Yet when you look back on it 5 or 10 years later, you see the higher purpose in it all. You see how life was actually working for you in that moment. Even those moments of suffering turned out to be great triggers for growth. Take a moment to give thanks to whatever you believe has given you these gifts. Fill yourself up with gratitude to the universe or God or whatever you believe in. And trust in this universe, which is billions of years old and which has always taken care of you, even when you felt that you had lost your way. And now, as you breathe into your heart and feel this tremendous gratitude, I want you to remember the issue that was upsetting you earlier. As you stay in this beautiful state, feeling filled with gratitude, I want you to ask yourself a simple question. All I need to remember about this situation, all I need to focus on, all I need to believe, all I need to do is what? Don't filter. Your first instinctive, heartfelt thoughts are usually the right ones. As you remain in this beautiful state, ask yourself that question again. All I need to remember about this situation, all I need to focus on, all I need to believe, all I need to do is what? And your heart knows the answer, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Trust your heart. It knows what to do. Breathe into your heart and give thanks for the answer. Your heart and mind aligned are a powerful force. When unified, they are unbeatable. Now go and do something great with what you have just experienced. Thanks for joining in.